Good morning, everyone. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high of $72,000 this morning. As Balaji Srinivasan highlighted, the digital currency has now hit a new all-time high in every currency in the world. In many recent conversations, investors from the traditional finance industry have asked me, what is the value of Bitcoin today? They're specifically referring to the difference between price and value. One way to think about this is through Bitcoin's energy value. As Caprioli Funds' Charles Edwards points out, Bitcoin's energy value currently sits at approximately $81,000. Meaning that Bitcoin is undervalued in terms of price. Regardless of the true value of Bitcoin, the price has been acting differently this past market cycle. The price has been acting in a different way than past market cycles. Bitcoin analyst Alex Adler Jr. explains the risk of correction in this bull cycle by saying the average drawdown in this cycle has been 5.47%, and the maximum is under 20%. It's only 19% is the maximum drawdown. Compare this with past cycles and the all-time average drawdown of 15% to make informed decisions about your investments. Adler then goes on to show that starting from October 2023, the volumes of daily transactions show growth, with the peak occurring on March 5th with a volume of $111 billion. The figure is simply huge, as some island nations have a smaller annual GDP. It is unprecedented for Bitcoin to reach new all-time highs before the halving. Given that we are less than 50 days away from that supply shock, it is hard to construct a bearish narrative through the end of 2024. We can see that two events over the last year led to Bitcoin's rise, and my guess is that the halving will be the third event on this chart in hindsight. The spot Bitcoin ETFs are still buying hundreds of millions of dollars of Bitcoin per day. MicroStrategy is pouring in hundreds of millions of dollars every few weeks. Most of the distribution platforms, such as Morgan Stanley, have not yet been turned on yet. But rumors are they have been racing to make the asset available to their clients. And President Trump said on CNBC this morning that Bitcoin has too many use cases now, so he would find it difficult to ban. The funny thing about Bitcoin is that it is immune to the noise. The network continues to produce block after block of transactions, regardless of what is happening in the world. Bitcoin didn't care when the price was crashing and the bears were dancing on graves. Bitcoin doesn't care today when price is surging and the world feels underallocated to the asset. Hard money is eating the world. Investors are realizing that they need the asset in order to be prepared for an uncertain future. Eventually, everyone comes to the same conclusion. Hope you all have a great start to your week. I'll talk to you tomorrow.